Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
So we had Kobe Altman's press conference for you right here on 92.3 The Fan. I thought he said some interesting things, some things you wonder a little bit about. But for the most part, I think Kobe saw what the fans were seeing. There were points during the press conference I was like, huh. It's not that he admitted anything was wrong, but he said things that I think fans said, like being tired and, you know, trying to have a guy take the ball after being pressured 94 feet away all the way into the forecourt and then trying to set the offense like Donovan Mitchell tried to do too. So I thought he caught a lot of the points that critics were saying about the team that, you know, maybe, you know, fans were saying too about why things went sideways in the playoffs. And so when you hear him talk about mental toughness to get through the playoffs that he saw that Indiana had, without saying that the Cavs didn't have mental toughness, but he implied that Indiana had mental toughness based on their failures of the past, and that's one of the things that his team needs to learn, especially when he came back and said right out of the gate, you know, my average age is 26.8. So we're a young team. And
Of the starters.
Yeah, of the starters. And of the point at the end where he said the championship window is open, we are not done. If we were going to change this, they would have done it last year.
They did change it last year.
With a coach.
With a coach.
Yeah.
Overall, I agree. I think Kobe said many factual things that I agree with. Their window's open. They certainly have a good young nucleus in their starting five. There are a couple of things that I thought, okay, not sure that I completely buy all that. Can I throw a couple of them at you?
Yep.
He said we had a bad week and a half. And he also said to not have Darius. Right? Darius was hurt. We know that. Missed some games with the big toe and probably wasn't himself. But you did have Darius. You just had an injured version of Darius for some of it.
Okay.
I mean,
which could have been said true for Evan. And Hunter, too.
You had an injured version of Donovan Mitchell, and he played his you-know-what off.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, you're injured? Are you on the floor? Well, then I don't want to hear about your injury. If you can't go, then fine. But if you're on the floor, well, I don't want to hear about your injury.
Well, I don't know that the players were actually saying that. Are you saying you don't want to hear that from the general manager?
From anybody. Once you're good to if you're on the floor, okay. And my thought here is this. We had a bad week and a half, and to not have Darius, don't just look at the injuries. Take a bigger look at this thing. You know what I'm saying? It sounded to me like, all right, we had a bad week and a half, and we didn't have Darius. Okay. Anything more to it than that? Because now's the time to reflect and take a good look.
Well,
right mix of players? Is this crew good enough to get you to where you want to go? Don't just say, and he's not going to say, you know, we obviously need to make roster changes. He's not going to say that. What he vocalized, I get. I hope behind the scenes they're thinking, is this good enough to do it? Or do we need to tweak it? Or do we need a big change?
Well, they're probably going to tweak a little here.
Well, they have to. They have open roster spots.
But he also said that if they need to go over the cap, they will.
Okay.
And that they're not going to question that. And then, you know, I should have explained this before we went into the press conference because, you know, people talk about the aprons, like everyone knows what they're talking about. To be honest with you, I understood it, but I don't know that I knew the clear definition of it. I think you were the same way. Like, it's cap restrictions. It's things you're going to have to pay more for.
It's the ability to do stuff once you reach a certain financial threshold.
Right. So I'll just define it for you just so everybody knows. Aprons are salary cap thresholds that, when exceeded, trigger financial penalties and restrictions on team actions. The first apron, which is a higher threshold than the salary cap itself, restricts certain exceptions and free agent actions. The second apron is an even higher threshold, imposes significantly harsher penalties, including restrictions on trade and draft picks. There you have it.
Another thing that Kobe said that I wonder about, I want to know what you fine fellas think about this. And he talked a lot about internal growth. Without question, guys get better. You know, Boston took 7 years with Brown and Tatum. Except for one thing, guess what? They completely flipped their roster around Brown and Tatum. Don't forget that. It wasn't they stood pat. They flipped everything. I mean, they made major changes, but they kept their two key guys. And he said about the internal growth. Now, here's the question I had. Evan Mobley, he talked about Evan, and he said, still figuring out the higher usage part of his game.
Yeah.
Mark in Cleveland will call and say, he touched the ball a lot. Okay. That might be true. And if Mark is right, and he said, well, he got the touches, he didn't want to do anything with it, then maybe they don't have one of the best big men in the game. I personally think they do. And he's certainly great defensively. He was a defensive player of the year, and he averaged a career high in points, over 18 points a game, and like 9 rebounds. He has never, in his 4 years as a Cavalier, been any higher than third on the team in shots attempted, Andy. This year he was third. Last year he was fourth. His second year he was third. His rookie year he was fifth. I don't know how much higher his usage rate was this year. And they talked about that. Shots per game. First 3 years, 12, 12, 11. This year, 12.8. You want higher usage? Give the guy 16 shots a game. Let's see what he can do there. That's when I think you get good. And he even said, this team's going to go as far as Evan Mobley goes. He said it.
He did. And he said, we've always said it. So, all right, let's come back. Let's talk more about what Kobe Altman had to say. What did you think about Kobe Altman and what he had to say? Does that give you hope for the future? Or do you feel like this is another year going into next season of, I don't know how they're going to get out of the second round? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.